mustache. Not a mustache.
A mustache, a mustache, a mustache. Big mustache, thick mustache. My mustache, your mustache. Say the word mustache. A mustache, a mustache. Now we both have said mustache. A mustache, a mustache. If you only got a mustache.
I'd like you all to meet Tom. Tom Selleck. He's my mustache.
9:30 on a Tuesday. Time to take out the wax and tiny combs and play along at home with America's fastest growing facial hair related quiz sensation, Mustache.
Not a mustache.
And I will be playing a soundbite from a movie, a TV show, an interview, or a song. Bickley and Murata will have to guess whether the person that's talking or singing has a mustache or does not have a mustache. They get a bonus point if they correctly identify the person. First one, the 10 wins, as long as they both go. And today's topic, because we are about to begin the Suns versus the Timberwolves series.
You said it right.
I know. I'm self-conscious about it.
Wow.
Usually I say T-Wolves. Today I said Timberwolves. But it is... So it's all things wolves. A wolf and wolves.
Really?
Right. Yes.
All right.
You might be thinking, how many songs about wolves could there be? The answer,
a lot.
Not that many.
No, there's a lot.
Well, okay.
Yeah.
Then who won
Vinny
last
won
week?
Last
Vince,
week.
Of course, won last week. Vince, would you like to go first?
I don't want to upset the order. Dan goes first.
Dan Bickley, you will go first. Dan Bickley, you will start with this.
Simon Le Bon, Hungry Like the Wolf, Duran Duran, Not a Mustache. As somebody who had never seen Duran Duran, they were so good live. Saw them at the Bird's Nest. They were fantastic.
Never seen them live.
That was a risky guess for the first one because Duran Duran is so much in Vince's wheelhouse. Oftentimes I tailor it, but you got that correct.
Okay.
2 points for you, Duran Duran, Hungry Like a Wolf.
I have something in my head. Should I be bold and guess it?
Sure. But just wait till he's about to press.
Wait a minute. I think I know. Here, go.
Warren Zevon, Mustache.
He
did have a mustache, didn't he? He did not have a mustache.
And remember they used to play this at Coyotes games? After goals?
Yeah. Remember there used to be Coyotes games?
Ooh.
Now, that is Warren Zevon. He does not have a mustache in that era of Warren Zevon. Unfortunately, your hubris got a hold of you, ahead of you. But you do get 1 point on that.
It's right. Still ahead of your predictability.
those are. I would say those are obviously the two most famous mm-hmm. wolf songs.
Certainly.
So where do we go from here? All right. Dan Bickley.
Yes.
I need you two folks to do is take those cleaning products and clean the inside of the car. I'm talking fast, fast, fast. You need to go in the back seat, scoop up all those little pieces of brain and skull, get it out of there. What you need to take care of are the really messy parts. The pools of blood that I've collected, you got to soak that up.
That would be Harvey Keitel from Pulp Fiction. Love that scene. Love when John Travolta and Samuel L. Jackson are wearing like dork sweatshirts afterwards.
You see Santa Cruz,
yeah,
banana slugs.
Right.
It's Harvey Keitel.
Yeah. Does he have a mustache in that movie or not? No mustache.
He does have a mustache.
A little wispy one.
Oh, that's right. He does. That's right.
And his character, of course, is the wolf.
The wolf.
In that movie. Okay. We are off to a slow but challenging, exciting start so far.
Pick leads 3-1.
All right, Vince.
When Doug introduced me to you guys, I thought, wait a second, could it be? I just added two more guys to my wolf pack. Four of us wolves running around the desert together in Las Vegas. Looking for strippers and cocaine.
Zach Galifianakis from The Hangover, Mustache.
That is correct. All right. We are cooking and booking, rocking and rolling, shaking and baking.
You are so weird.
Thank you. Dan Bickley, mm-hmm. This is a wolf theme in honor of the Timberwolves. Mm-hmm. Wolf theme.
Keep the clients on the Ferris wheel. And it goes, the park is open 24/7, 365. Every decade, every century. That's it. Name of the game. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I'm not sure I've seen that movie, but that's got to be Matthew McConaughey, not a mustache.
That is correct. That's The Wolf of Wall
Street. Is that
Street,
The Wolf of Wall Street? Yeah.
Such a good movie.
Mm-hmm. It is about 20
I only
minutes.
Remember one character from that movie.
Leo DiCaprio, of course, the wolf himself.
No, Jonah Hill.
It's about 25 minutes too long,
there's,
that movie. But
there's many scenes that are way too long, but you could say that about a lot of Scorsese movies.
Yes. All right.
5-3 Bic.
5-3 Bic. Vince.
Tomorrow you will stand at the Beamer and pray, but tonight let's gaze at the moon and bay. Werewolf bar mitzvah, spooky, scary. Wolves becoming men, men becoming wolves.
That is the great Tracy Morgan as Tracy Jordan from 30 Rock. This is tricky.
It is tricky. So
he didn't. At that time of the show, he did not have a mustache.
Yeah, that's correct.
Okay.
I do like also that they pretty much just gave him his real name in that show.
Yes.
Probably assuming that if they gave him a different name, he probably wouldn't realize what was going on. All right. We are rolling through here.
5-5.
5-5. Dan Bickley.
Mm-hmm.
Dad, an explanation. Look at me. Look at you. I mean, you knew about this. You knew about this and you didn't tell me?
I was hoping it would pass you by.
Well, Dad, it didn't pass me by. It landed on my face. What the hell am I going to do?
Michael J. Fox. Now, I when he's the wolf, he's got all sorts of facial hair, but not a mustache.
That is correct.
I think either answer would have been acceptable there.
He does, when he's the wolf, which he is the wolf.
Oh,
he actually does not have a mustache.
That's right.
A debate between me and Sarah, but he does have facial hair all over his face, but not the mustache. I don't know why, but for a reason.
It was a choice.
And in that clip, he is so Michael J. Foxy in that clip I just played. It sounds like someone doing an impression of Michael J.
Fox. It does. It really does.
All right. We are, here we go, Vince.
Me, I have a house of stone, and I built my house with bricks. So I have no chance to sing or dance, for work and place don't mix. And I say, the big bad wolf. Oh, please, watch out, be afraid.
Wow.
Have you ever heard that one?
No.
Big hit, early 90s.
No, I'm going to guess LL Cool J, not a mustache.
That is LL Cool J, but he does have a thin mustache. That was pretty good.
Good get.
You got that.
Yeah, good get.
All right, Dan Bickley.
The freaky Mike Hazen has got a device. Dudes will be calling. He won't be nice. Some will be asking. Others be wanting. Freaky don't care. This could be daunting.
Ron Wolfley, not a mustache.
Yeah, I know that's easy, but
okay.
Any excuse to play. All right. I think you can get this one, Vince.
Game's over. Here we go with that. Vince, I think you can do this.
We're looking for the one that has the British accent in this clip, because there's a couple of voices, but this is the majority voice and the British accent.
Werewolf.
There, wolf. There, castle.
Why are you talking that way? I thought you wanted to. Suit yourself. I'm easy. There it is. Home.
Not a clue.
Really?
Is that something from Monty Python? I don't know.
Play it again, Jared.
It's a very famous scene from a famous movie.
Werewolf.
There, wolf. There, castle.
Why are you talking that way? I thought you wanted to. Suit yourself. I'm easy. There it is. Home.
Is that going to be... Is that from A Fish Called Wanda? I don't know what it is.
You don't know what it is? No. That's fine. It is from Young Frankenstein.
Okay.
Have you ever seen that movie?
When I was a kid.
Okay. It is Marty Feldman who plays Igor.
Igor.
What hump? And he does not have a mustache. What a great movie. I admit that was a challenging clue, and it was a very challenging addition overall in mustache on a mustache. But an upset win from Dan Bicklin. Hopefully that means there'll be an upset win of the 6 seed over the 3 seed in the playoffs, even though they're favored. It's still an upset win in my mind. The Suns over the Timberwolves. Anyway, congratulations.
Wow. Land the plane, Jarrett.
Land the plane, Jarrett. Turn off the engine.
Not a mustache.
Yeah.
A mustache. A mustache.